This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and just being, you know, part of the conversation. Got a lot of good things happening. You know, the first hour, what we do all the time, right? We've got our mad black conservative man, Corey Duncan, will join us after the first break. And I'm sure he is totally wound up. I'm sure he's got a boatload to say about what's going on this week. He's been very busy, deep in reflection. We'll talk to him more about it when he comes on. You know, I love these stories. First of all, before I get into it, because I just would love to jump right in, but, you know, somebody's got to make some money around here. So head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Hit the store. Seriously. Or go into the store, or whatever you want to call it, whatever the proper terminology is nowadays. And, you know, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Or buy the coffee mug. Coffee tastes much better than a TRS mug, seriously. I know. I deal with it on a regular basis. You know, there's all kinds of stuff up there. You can grab Patreon. Click on Patreon. It brings you in as a member of the club. For the price of a cup of coffee, or, well, at that expensive place anyway. Or even, you know, one lunch a month. You can help support the show. And I do appreciate your help. I really do. I appreciate those of you who send me checks, money orders, I don't know, bitcoins, whatever you're sending to me, little love notes.
Gift eagles,
yeah. We'll bring that, we'll put that down. Well, you know, it looks better up there because it's flying.
It does, and you can
see
it in the corner shop.
You can?
Yeah.
Cool, all right, there you go, that was easy. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. We have a duh moment. When I say that, I mean, I always love when they do these studies, and they spend all this money on these studies to find out something that most of us of sanity could have told them without spending a few million bucks, which is a new study that was released that a solid family structure actually helps children. Who knew that these things would be real? You know, it's really funny because I call it the I'll show you moment, right? I mean, some of you have kids like that. You know what I mean? They're going to show you that you're wrong. Even though, you know, something as normal as, I don't know, you know, you can't drive with your eyes closed. Well, I'll show Dad, you know, I'm going to make it happen. And I'll make it at least 50 feet before I hit something. I'll show him. Over the years, education researchers have done much hand-wringing over the steady decline in the performance of American students on all kinds of testing tools, such as the National Assessment of Education. Among the usually cited culprits are race, income, the ability to understand the English language. I mean, seriously, who would think that you'd need to understand English here in the U.S.? Even my grandparents and my relatives that came here from Italy beat their brains out to speak English and wanted to learn how to speak English because they were here in America. They were here for a reason. Anyway, others might include special education status, disabilities, parental involvement, often blamed on income levels, but they seldom gain much traction with statisticians. And we love numbers, right? In the April 18th issue of Education Week, the commentary section, an article pointing out that one of the also-ran categories of the students may well hold the answer. This is just amazing to me. But it's taken them this long to figure it out. The decades-old question as to why our student population's overall performance stinks. I had a different word for that, but really, we're terrible. We're among the worst in the nation. Well, California is among the worst in the nation. I think it's 46th, 47th when it comes to reading, math, and science. And then when you look at us worldwide, I think we're even lower than that. In the God, my nose is so itchy. In the article, the author points out that the number of citizens raised, or number of children raised, in families without the support of marriage or without two parents are much more likely to experience problems with conduct, attendance, and grades. Now, this is really funny. Because the single parents are going to go crazy over this. They're going to think we're putting them down. They're not putting them down. Look at facts are facts. If the majority of kids in a two-parent home do better than the majority of kids kids in a single-parent home, then that's just a fact. It's not a put-down. It's just a reality. And, you know, let me go on with this before I get too far into the weeds. The percentage of children growing up in two-parent traditional families in America has been on a decline for 50 years. Because we took the value away from them. We talked about this last night. There is no value. The kids have no value in life. They have no value in love. They have no. The only value that the general left socialists want to push on you is, hey, if it feels good, do it. Sex with whatever has a heartbeat, maybe not even a heartbeat. Drink what you want. Oh, yeah, let's have a field day. As far back as 1997 or before, studies have been conducted that point out the stark differences between academic success and how it lines up with family structure. Susan Fico of Rowan University provided some insight in her study. She showed that there were marked differences in GPAs for reading, language arts, and math among students from traditional two-parent families when compared to scores of those in a single-parent family. We'll put this up on the website. You got to hear the rest of this. This is great. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Our mad conservative black man joins us. You don't want to miss it. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhowe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, like I keep telling you, you want to help support the cause, right? Get up to the website. Go to the store. You see the shirts I have on? Hashtag stand. I have something to say. Stand for America. Stand. I'm going to have another one. Stand to keep America great. Stand up for America. You guys stand up for so many other things. Stand up for America. Anyway, before I bring Corey on, I want to quickly, and I mean quickly, I know you're all anticipating him coming on. I already wound him up during the break, so he's ready to crack. All right, we're talking about the dollars that they spend. It's taken them years to figure this out, and moronies like me could have told you this, and I wouldn't even have charged you for it, that a solid family structure actually helps kids. It helps children grow. It helps them become better students, better kids, better citizens. Well, better grown-ups, I'm sorry. Better citizens. And some of you have already decided that I'm attacking single parents. I'm not. Like I said to you, facts are facts. Or my best English, facts is facts, okay? If the majority of kids, you take 100 kids, right? And if a majority of them, if they grow up in a two-parent loving home, and they do better, and then you take a bunch of kids, another 100 kids, and they grew up in a single family home, and they don't do as well, it doesn't mean it's a bad parent. It simply means it doesn't work as well. That's what real fact is. It doesn't matter what you think between your ears. That doesn't count. Whatever you think doesn't mean it's right. Stop being a Democrat. Anyway, according to the report, a typical dependent of divorced parents is far more likely to see serious reduction in household income. 69% of the children of the newer married parent live in poverty. Because of this, in both cases, custodial parents spend less time with their children, and it affects the children. Again, this isn't a judgment against single parents. This is just a reality of fact. So when you decide to get married and have children, decide to get married for the right reasons. And decide that you're going to stay together and raise those children together. And I realize things happen. But today, it is just too easy to A, not get married, or B, to get divorced. Let me bring him on before I get too far into the weeds and really make myself crazy. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week to help us get a real grasp on reality. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Peter, and thank you for having me.
Well, like I said, it's always good to get your viewpoint as to what's going on. Hey, before we get rolling, I got to ask you, right? What is his name? I can't even pronounce his name. Kanye? Kanye?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, yeah, him. Yeah, he's the one. I mean, he started a Twitter war, but he started all this Twitter activity. He was just supporting Trump. What's the big whoop?
Well, what I would say to this is not my personal opinion. I had on my actual early Corey Anna and Friends on my page on Facebook, and I was talking about the same thing. Basically, it's like this. It's a situation where you have, whenever Jay-Z wants publicity, he tweets something, and he tweets something about President Trump or this and that. Let me say this. You know, it's funny how gullible people are to just take, they do things like put out this thing about the Starbucks. Starbucks happened. And then now about Kanye West. Kanye West is that the whole thing is a PR stunt. Personally, if you think think how far back when he was against President Trump. Now he's full of President Trump. Kanye West is a sociological travesty. This man, and I'm not going to go that far into it about the Illuminati situation, but it's a thing called blood sacrifice. Go watch it, and you'll understand why Kanye West, every year, around a certain time of the year, he just go off and just start acting crazy. It's a PR, to put it simple, it's a PR stunt.
I was going to say.
I'm not believing it.
He's not. You say he's not being genuine in his feelings. You say
no,
he's doing
no,
this.
No,
as a,
no, I, no, I, no. I think it's a PR stunt. I think it's a PR stunt. Because you know why? You have to understand when these guys are sitting around, and you ever notice when there's no news that all of a sudden, even the stupidest thing people will make news about. And this comes from just the general public being just gullible and just stupid. You can put two rats had an accident today, and people are tweeting about it. It's just dumb. Kanye West, and they're tweeting. Whenever someone wants attention, what do? They post something on Facebook or they tweet, you know, these celebrities. And I'm not buying it. I think it's a PR stunt. So, personally, that's my opinion. And if anybody else wants to believe that this is going to attract these people or it's going to do this, it's going to do nothing. Because what it will do, and give it about a month and then it'll die out. You won't hear any more about it or whatever. And we all go back to normal. And then it'll be the next person that tweets. You know, grow up. Let's start talking about real issues. Let's start focusing on real issues instead of chasing Comey and his book. You know, it's, you know, I'm sorry. I have no offense to anyone. On my show, on our show, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about it because it's futile. What are you going to do about these people? Comey, the next liberal they're going to put, that's what's filled with the government. What is it that we're trying to do here? And, you know, I had to talk also with Anna earlier, and we were talking about the same thing. It's just like, you know, where do we go with this? It's just like the same stupid, I want to say the other word, but it's just the same stuff every day.
You can say crap.
What,
okay.
Who is Kanye West? Just about a year ago, he was talking about going to move out of the country because President Trump was going to become president. Did we all forget that?
No, but this is the beauty. This is why I do bring it up, right? I look at stuff like this. People get all enamored in what he's doing. Oh, my God, look at his change. No, he hasn't. It's nothing, like you said, it's nothing but a publicity stunt. And nobody should give him kudos for that. You should be talking about...
Joe.
Go ahead.
Joe, only an intelligent person will realize what's going on. The thing of it is, they do one thing to get you looking one way so they can continue to do what they're doing. And people just go for it. It's like they just so hungry for something. Kanye West was just talking about, I'm moving out of the country because that white man this and a white man that. And then about a year or two, almost 2 years later, I'm just like, oh, he's doing great things for the country. I'm like, we have a very short memory.
I like you. I have to go for a break because I got to pay for the show. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I told you I got him wound up. We'll be back in a few minutes more with Corey Duncan after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory, and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
And we are back. That's right. America ain't fixing the foul. I promise. With guys like Corey around, it's never going to happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And here he is. He's with us again. I wouldn't let him leave. He's locked in a room. Corey Duncan joins us, lovingly referred to as our mad conservative black man. Corey, I always appreciate when you're on with me. I do.
Thank you, sir. It's always a humbling experience to come on and appear. I appreciate it.
You know, I got to tell you, they don't listen to the show, so I don't care. I was on CNN the other night, okay?
Oh,
and
God.
When I was in the green room, I always say the same thing. You can feel, you know, if you can feel negative energy, it's in the green room. Let me tell you what, okay? I mean, just sitting there talking about how great they are and how smart they are and how much more they know and what a buffoon this guy Trump is. I'm going, my God, aren't you guys that love Trump's hate? Aren't you guys the ones that speak kindly about people? Speak like, we take the high road when they take the low road? What happened to all of that? I felt so unloved.
Well, you know, I always have, from the first time I met you, I always thought, I said, hey, this guy's pretty, you know, smart and pretty intelligent guy. But you continue to make the same mistakes that you tell me not to make. Well, you're supposed to be my mentor. What's going on with this?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Wait a minute. You're a Marine, right? Because I know once a Marine, always a Marine, right?
Yeah, well, you know, some of us are soldiers of fortune right now. So,
but you know what I mean. I know Marines are taught that nothing can stop them. They can go into any situation, and nothing
absolutely
can stop them. Right? Well, I'm a wannabe Marine. What do you want from me? Okay.
No, that's not what your problem is. Your problem is like somebody else I know that goes to an Antifa rally and then stands up and says, I'm for Trump, and then they kick his behind. What are you looking for, publicity? Yeah, I mean, yo, what is going on with you? Have you been out there with those libs out there in California just a little bit too long.
No, no, no. There is one woman there at the anchor desk. She can't. She actually starts froth, white froth stuff to come out of the corner of her mouth after I answer one or two questions. I'm telling you, man. I go, if I go for no other reason, I go for the fun of that.
White froth. You said white froth.
Yeah, she starts frothing at the mouth, you know? Like she got rabies.
It looked like she's been kissing flour all day.
All right, so listen, let's talk about your beloved Baltimore, where they keep voting in the same Maronis year after year after year. You know,
and they're going to vote in another one.
Okay,
after
wait a minute.
Catherine leave office, they're going to vote in another idiot.
But it's Trump's fault. It's my fault, right? There was almost 17,000 vacant houses, and 8 years and tens of millions of dollars later, guess what? There's still 16,000 vacant buildings in the city.
Let me interject something here. I had it on our show, Corey Ann and friends, earlier. I talked about the same exact situation, and I gave the question, and I also answered it. The answer to the question of why this is allowed and why this is, and what is the answer to fixing it, the answer is, move out, because it's not going to change. I said earlier, and I want to ask everyone that heard me earlier and talk about this, was the fact that I brought up that change, you know, the vote in like-minded conservative thinkers that can basically can try to turn the poor conditions of Baltimore City and Detroit and Chicago and the rest of these cities. But I've, you know, since taking my medicine earlier and sitting and thinking for a minute, it will not fit. I'm sorry. I know some people are just hopeful that this will turn around. And, to fix this is a 20 or 25-year plan to fix the system and to fix what's going on in the city. You can't fix something like this overnight. It's going to take about a generation pretty much, to fix it, because no one cares about how poor you were 5 years ago or 3 years ago or 2 years ago. The problem with the issue is the fact that no one is paying attention to the idiots that's being put in office. The idiots that's been put in office are put in there because it's one crook after another. They're never going to put a conservative. Even if with all of my great skills that I have, speaking skills, strategy, and everything else, that would never happen. Because if I was able to become mayor of Baltimore City, they would never allow me to get anything done. That's why we need to start at the city and state level and work our way up, because we need to put people in place like the liberals have, and then we can work from there. But you need a plan, and the plan is for about 25 years, because we're so far behind the eight ball as a movement, as a party, and it's just not going to get fixed. We can win 50 elections for the presidency and the House and everything else, but if these people get in there and they do not do anything and they remain to be the people that we have in this movement right now who are say everything, do nothing, like I said earlier, myth. Reality. I like reality. Because when people sit out waiting for the good chip lollipop or for somebody to come over the hill to save the day, it's not going to happen. Opportunity presents itself, you go out and you get it and you make the most of it.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, though, jokingly, but for real, if you did become mayor of a city like that, and you had you're 180 degrees from the way staff thinks and everybody else thinks, you're a dead man. You're in the same situation that Trump's in, although not with as much power, but you're in the same
pretty
situation.
Much.
You can't get anything done because they're not going to carry out anything you do, right?
Absolutely. 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 It's hard. That's why I say they keep going after him, but he understands now, I'm going to have to be a little savvy. Maybe give Ben a little bit here, Ben a little bit there, but that's called business, and that's called strategist. You cannot, people think because you come president, you just come in to change everything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go through the House or the Senate or whatever. And it's just like, you know, do you understand? level is all about, and everything is, that's what it's about. It's about wheeling and dealing. And God bless, we got a man, we got a president that's in there, and he knows how to wheel and deal. And that's how you get things done. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take President Trump and then probably President Pence or whoever else. Hopefully it's a Republican.
Oh, it'll be a while.
Job done, because it's not going to take two terms.
No, you're right on. It's going to take, we didn't do this in 3 years. It's going to take a decade or so to fix this, you know. And they were railing on Trump the other night for calling the little fat Asian guy, for calling him honorable. And I said, look, they were calling him an honorable man, right? They were saying that his dealing, in this particular instance, his dealing, as far as Trump was concerned, was he was being honorable. And you don't go into negotiations after slapping the crap out of somebody and making fun of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You build him up a little bit so he feels like you've got a little bit of respect for him when you go in there and start ripping him up.
Well, you know, some of us don't know nothing about business. And that's why I say, you know, 22 minutes into the discussion with a lot of people, I'm just like, all right, okay, I'll talk to you later, because I'm not going to sit up and discuss something that I know you don't know what the devil you're talking about. And a lot of people think that you just go in and just change things, and boom, it's just going to happen overnight. No, that's not how it happens.
No, I'm sorry. You're talking to somebody who's an elected official, and I can tell you, first 3 years, I was stepping all over myself, because that's what I thought.
Right.
Hey, I'm the elected guy. I'm going to come in here. I'm going to change it. What? What do you mean there's four other people? I got four other people to deal with. And when I'm done dealing with the four other people, then I got staff to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly. Preach. I mean, because a lot of people don't know. No, because a lot of people don't know. They know nothing about, you have to give up some things to get some things. And to get some things done, he's done a lot. He's done more. His first year, you got to fill out and see who's what. Then the second year, you get more done. But, you know, he's way ahead of the stick, as far as about the wall. And, let the man do his job. You know, everyone's always so ready. You know, we got a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks that's out here.
Well, a lot of haters here. Hey, we're going to go to a quick break.
Yeah.
I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah.
Time for you and me both to get some oxygen. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Corey and I will return in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
We are back.
Come inside,
God,
and
save me. You guys could only hear what goes on during the break. I don't know if you'd be appalled. I don't know if you'd be rolling around laughing. I don't know if you need psychiatric care afterwards. I just don't know. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And so I don't get killed here, let's just bring him right back in before anything gets started. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week, and we lovingly refer to him as our mad black conservative man. And you and the reason we say that is because, you know, some of you listening to the show, I know you do the whole gender neutral, cisgen, and all that stuff. So I want to let you know that he's a black conservative man. He doesn't identify as a black conservative man. He actually is a black conservative man. Thank you for joining me, Corey. I just want to get that clear.
Oh, it's a pleasure to appear, and thank you. And I also want to say two things. First of all, if they only knew what we talked about during the break, they would really fall out of the chair. And, I mean, the break is almost better than the show.
Yeah, listen, you'd be in more trouble than I would. That's all I'm going to say on that. But anyhow.
And just one more thing real quick. I want to say hello to everyone back in Texas. And I also want to say hello to my son. I know he's listening. My 11-year-old son, Noah Duncan. He threw a no-hitter last Saturday, the first one, and his dad couldn't get one, and his two and his three other older brothers couldn't, but he got it done last week.
Good for him.
13 strikeouts at 11 years old. So
I like that. So he showed you
up.
That's a big achievement.
Daddy loved
you. I saw you bragging all over Facebook on that. I didn't miss that one.
Hey. Yeah. I was a proud dad. I mean, look, and you know what? The most part of it that brought me to tears, he sent me the baseball with the word, I love you, Dad, on it.
Oh, see? So, that's what you need. Now you put that in a little clear cubicle, clear box, and you show it to him.
Oh, don't worry. I'm saving all of the receipts because he gets this $100 million contract maybe in about 6 or 7 years. Oh, yeah, I didn't
know. When he gets the contract.
It was a touchy moment, but I want my money. I'm clothing you guys. When send you to school, I want my money.
No, listen.
Sorry.
When he gets the contract, right, you pull the ball out, and you say, "You remember when you wrote this to me?" And he's going to go, "Oh, yeah, I remember when I did it." How much do you love me, son?
Right. Exactly. And if not, as I always tell all my friends, there's a certain thing called interstate battery. If you put down the inside of a pillowcase, now it's a story for another show. But anyway.
So anyway, you know about, you know about the up and coming new law they're trying to push through here in California where you, if you talk against or negative on same-sex attraction, or if you try to charge to turn somebody from same-sex attraction, in a biblical way even, you can be fined and eventually jailed for it. I knew you.
Not a podcast.
So you can't.
That's got to be out in California. So
this state, we are 47th in the country when it comes to math and English and science and that kind of stuff, and they spend more time working out gender type of laws, sexual type of laws, bathroom type of laws. How about we get back to reality? How about we really start getting the homeless situation taken care of? How about we start taking care of our real American citizens in the colleges, right? Now you got Governor Bonehead doesn't want to send troops to the border, won't allow Trump to use the California troops at the border. It's just amazing. I know, you're going to tell me to get out, right?
No, what I'm going to say is that you know what with him, because if this was Barack, it would have been no question. And I saw an article earlier on Facebook about, you know, and it was a question with a lot of us that, we was talking, it was like, I wonder if they're going to be armed. And I'm like, looking at them like, you think they're not going to be? You think that this is like a UN peace mission they're sending them down there for? No, they should be armed. They're, because the border is full of renegades. It's full of people that, I mean, we got people that do things. They run back and forth to each side of the border. So the thing of it is, you know, why should they not be? Now in the, as for the governor not wanting the troops to go down there, how can he say that? He can't say anything about that. That's the president of the United States, and if it's a executive order, it is what it is. He has to abide by it. Now, it's funny how with Barack, you had to abide by it, but with President Trump, you know, I'm so sick and tired of this double standard of when this man was in office. And then when this man's in office, okay, we're going to defy him. You know, the same thing that we had to go along with for 8 years and people still didn't, you know, they sucked their teeth and they didn't like the fact that he was president, but they did their job. So why is it different in this capacity? He is the president of the United States. He is supposed to get the same respect that they gave that skinny line, un-American, person that we had in the White House. Why can't President Trump get the same respect?
You know, I saw something that just came down about when we were talking about this, and that the National Guard troops at the Mexican border may be armed. And I said, may be armed. Were you aware that a good portion of the National Guard troops at the border aren't armed? That's kind of stupid, is it not?
Right. That's what I say. That what it is supposed to be. You know. One thing. Let me say this. I'm gonna say this real quick. I was a part of that battalion of Marines that we weren't pinned down, but we came in to help the ones that were pinned down. And you know why? You know why they were pinned down? Because they were given an order, and that's what I say. I really had to get out because I just could not deal with. You know, one thing I hate is when a politician is making deals that, you know, and it's putting my life on the line. The people in higher command, the people in lower command, the squad leaders, battalion leaders, company commanders like myself. And the whole thing with it, you put people's lives in danger because of a political move. You know, you got people shooting rockets and everything else, RPG rockets from the mosque, but we can't shoot back. So we're basically there, we're holding rifles, and we can't do anything. I understand, but when you start doing things like that, personally with me, all bets are off. And that's what you're asking me. So what the Democrats probably want them to do is to go down there, plant flowers, or you know, I guess, you know, play volleyball or square dance and not do anything. You know, that's what the problem is in this country. There's a difference between a police officer and a soldier. Why do you think they call the National Guard up doing things like civil unrest? Because a soldier does not fall under the same laws that a civilian police officer does. That soldier has a bayonet and a rifle. You're not going to do that same stuff with them because they're not going to tolerate it. Civilian police, that's why the police, and that's why these cities look like Beirut and Baltimore and Chicago's in a dead heat to see who's going to kill the most people, because you know what the key thing of it is? There is no rule of law, and there's no respect for the law.
But wait a minute.
When you have that, that's when you have chaos and mayhem.
That's right. So, and this is funny, because I guarantee you that I will get emails or comments that what you're saying is racist, because you're talking about Detroit, which is mostly black, Baltimore, which is mostly black. I know you
mail from the flat, but I get the hate mail. I get the people that send me the emails, and every other 4 words, they got to curse to get their point over, or they got to say this and say that. And I said, you know what? Are you done? Well, guess what? 2 minutes ago, 6 more people have gotten killed in Baltimore City, and you are the reason, because you're sitting here arguing with my crazy behind when you claim you want to save your city. And then, as I will say again, it is the rule of law. You cannot ask the police commissioner, like Ms. Pugh has done in Baltimore City, there's such beautiful charts, and this is what we're doing. We have this X here and that X there. Who wants to hear that? I mean, you know, I do not understand how they want you to be a police officer, but they want you to be a politician.
But again,
really, they want, you know what they want, Joe? They want a flashlight cop.
But they get, listen, they get what they vote for. You started to go down the road, and actually somebody just sent me the story about, with the heading that says, as violence is spiking in Baltimore, the mayor hits the streets, and you know what for? To tell people, maybe you should close your store a little early, you know? And then other stores, these are families trying to make a living down there, which I know is going to be next to impossible. Now she's calling the health department down on some of the stores that she felt that were out of sorts a little bit. I mean, good for her. Glad she was willing to put them out of business. We got no time left. I'm sorry. Tell people how to find you, Corey.
Corey Black Conservative Duncan on Facebook, Corey Press Duncan. Always tune in to Corey Anna and Friends show. And hopefully, Joe, we can get you out there to the retreat July 23rd through July 28th. 9 Acres, Katy, Texas. Come on down, join us. It's going to be a week. Well, and one of our keynote speakers is Mr. Joe Messina.
I'm only coming if it's barbecue, bro. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's, you know, barbecue.
I'm in California.
Day.
We don't have barbecue.
Bring your shirt.
No tofu.
Bring your shirt. Bring your mug.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back. Sam Sorbo joins me in the next hour. Don't go far.